Welcome and a blessed Sabbath to every dear family that is in the room and those that I will be listening to this recording on a later day and those that are listening on the phone and on the radio. Welcome and Sabbath blessing on this Sabbath, February 28, 2015. We are in lesson 117 in our book, Desire of Ages, chapter 24, entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? This is part 4. Before we begin our Sabbath school lesson, we have opening song, and it's taken from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verses 24 to
25. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer.
If we could all kneel and bow our hearts for opening prayer. To give you honor and glory and praise on this beautiful Sabbath day. I pray that you touch each and every one of our hearts, Father Jesus, in a special way. I pray that you cleanse our hearts. Thank you for just being there for us, Father Jesus, and being such a merciful God. I pray for all of my family and all my friends and every family that's in this chat room, Father Jesus. I just pray that you just continue to be there for us, Father Jesus, and help us to cling fast and hold on to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. We have opening scripture for our study, and it's taken from the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 2, and it reads, And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are brought by his hands? This week, boys and girls, we will end our lesson with part 4 of our study entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? In our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Luke 11:43. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogue. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Verily I say unto you, ye shall not see, until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Luke 20:46. Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts. Luke 20:47. Which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation. Revelation 5:5. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and loose the 7 seals thereof. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will cover pages 241 through 243. If anyone of the Dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 241. Again, as they listened to his words, the Nazarenes were moved by the divine spirit. But even now, they would not admit that this man who had been brought up among them was other or great than themselves. Still, they rankled the bitter memory that while he had claimed for himself to be the promised one, he had really denied them a place with Israel.
Desire of Ages, page 241. And so they question, when hath this man this wisdom, and see these mighty works? They would have not received him as the Christ of God, because of their unbelief. The Savior could not work many miracles among them. Only a few hearts were open to his blessing, and reluctantly he departed, never to return. Desire of Ages, page 241, paragraph 2. Unbelief, having once been cherished, continued to control the men of Nazareth. So it controlled the Sanhedrin and the nation. With priests and people, the first rejection of the demonstration of the Holy Spirit's power was the beginning of the end. In order to prove that their first resistance was right, they continued ever after a cavil at the words of Christ. Their rejection of the Spirit culminated in the cross of Calvary, in the destruction of their city, in the scattering of the nation to the winds of heaven. Desire of Ages, page 241, paragraph 3.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, dear brethren that are coming in. Question, boys and girls, after they experience his wisdom and mighty works, why would they not receive Jesus as the Christ of God? And what was their loss and result? If you have answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is, he had shown them to be less worthy of God's favor than a heathen man and woman because of their unbelief. The Savior could not work many miracles among them.
Amen. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Philippians. Can everybody hear me? Praise the Lord. And the chapter is 2, verses 2 through 11.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth,
and things under the earth,
that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord,
to the glory of God the Father.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but did himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, but was made in the likeness of men, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man,
Desire of Ages, page 241. Oh, how Christ longed to open to Israel the precious treasures of the truth. But such was their spiritual blindness that it impossible to reveal to them the truths relating to his kingdom. They clung to their creed and their useless ceremonies when the truth of heaven awaited their acceptance. They spent their money for chaff and husk when the bread of life was within their reach. Why did they not go to the word of God and search diligently to know whether they were in error? Continue on the next slide. The Old Testament scriptures stated plainly every detail of Christ's ministry, and again he quoted from the prophets and declared, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." If they had honestly searched the scriptures, bringing their theories to test of God's word, Jesus need not to have wept over their impenitence. He need not to have declared, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." Luke 13:35.
Desire of Ages, page 241. They might have been acquainted with evidence of his messiahship, and the calamity that laid their proud city in ruin might have been averted, but the minds of the Jews had become narrowed by their unreasoning bigotry. The reason of Christ revealed their deficiency of character and demanded repentance. If they accepted his teaching, their practice must be changed and their cherished hopes relinquished. In order to be honored by heaven, they must sacrifice honor of man. If they obeyed the words of this new rabbi, they must go contrary to the opinions of the great thinkers and teachers of the time. Desire of Ages, page 241, paragraph 4. The truth was unpopular in Christ's day. It is unpopular in our day. It has been unpopular ever since Satan first gave man this relish for it by presenting fables that led to self-exaltation. Do we not today meet theories and doctrines that have no foundation in the Word of God? Many cling as tenacious to them as did the Jews to their traditions. Desire of Ages, page 242, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. And it's happening the same way today, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, what hindered Christ from opening to Israel the precious treasures of truth? And why did they not go to the Word of God and search diligently to know whether they were in error? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Their spiritual blindness that it was impossible to reveal to them the truth relating to his kingdom, and both the minds of the Jews had been narrowed by the unreasoning by Jew tribe. The lesson of Christ revealed their defiances of character and demanding repentance.
Desire of Ages, page 242. The Jewish leaders were filled with spiritual pride. Their desire for the glorification of self manifested itself even in the service of the sanctuary. They loved the highest seats in the synagogue. They loved greetings in the marketplace. They were gratified with the sound of their titles on the lips of men. As real piety declined, they became more jealous for their traditions and ceremonies. Desire of Ages, page 242, paragraph 2.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. Boys and girls, what are the similarities between Christ's days compared to ours regarding the truth? And what were the Jewish leaders filled with? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, it has been unpopular even since Satan first gave man a relish for it by presenting fables that lead to self-exaltation and spiritual pride. The desire of glorification, of self-manifestation, manifested itself even in the service of the sanctuary.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this is from the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23.
Desire of Ages, page 242. Because their understanding was dark and selfish prejudice, they could not harmonize the power of Christ's convicting words with the humility of his life. They did not appreciate the fact that real greatness can dispense with outward show. This man's poverty seemed wholly inconsistent with his claim to be the Messiah. They questioned, if he was what he claimed to be, why was he so unpretending?
Desire of Ages. Sabbath blessed, everyone. Desire of Ages 242. If he was satisfied to be without the force of harm, which would become their nation, how could it be? How could the power and glory so long anticipated bring to the nation as subject to the city of the Jews? Had not the priests taught that Israel was to bear rule over all the earth? And it could be possible that the great religious teacher were in error. Desire of Ages 242, paragraph 3. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 243. But it was not simple to absent of outward glory in his life that led the Jew to reject Jesus. He was the embodiment of purity, and they were impure. He dwelt among men, an example of spotless integrity. His blameless life flashlight upon their hearts. His sincerity reveals their
Insincerity.
It may manifest the holiness of their pretensions,
piety,
and discover iniquity to them in his odious character. Such a light was unwelcome. Desire Age 243, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Why did they not appreciate the fact that real greatness can dispense with outward show, which led the Jews to reject Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
That is this man's probably teaching the woman inconsistent with his claim to be the Messiah. He was the embodiment of the purity, and they were impure, and he dwelt among men as example of spotless integrity.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. So let's learn one more scripture song, dear ones. This is from the book of 2 Corinthians, and it's located in chapter 8, verse 9, from the King James Version. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue.
Desire of Ages, page 243. If Christ had called attention to the Pharisees and had extolled their learning and piety, they would have hailed him with joy. But when he spoke of the kingdom of heaven as a dispensation of mercy for all mankind, he was presenting a phrase of religion they would not tolerate. For their own examples and teaching had never been such as to make the service of God seem desirable. When they saw Jesus giving attention to the very ones they hated and repulsed, it stirred up the worst passion of their proud hearts. Notwithstanding their boast that under the lions of the tribe of Judah, Revelation 5:5, should be exalted to preeminence over all nations, they could have borne the disappointment of their ambition, hopes better than they could bear. Christ approved of their sins and to reproach their felt even from the presence of his purity. Desire of Ages, page 243, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of the first part of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the second part where we call upon all those little precious little ones to come together for a story time. And our dear brother Gray will be the one to narrate it. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. It is the spirit that quickeneth, that means it gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. Our bodies aren't all that valuable to Jesus. Animals have bodies. He wants our minds and our wills. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Only the Holy Spirit can quicken the perceptive faculties or give life to our understanding. Only to those who wait humbly upon God, who watch for his guidance and grace, is the Spirit given. God doesn't give his Holy Spirit to just anybody. We must ask for it. This promised blessing, claimed by faith, brings all other blessings in his train. If we ask for the Holy Spirit, we can, through him, receive all other blessings. It is given according to the riches of the grace of Christ, and he is ready to supply every soul according to the capacity to receive. Jesus is willing to give us, willing to give all we are able to understand and receive. The impartation of the Spirit is the impartation of the life of Christ. To impart means to give or to share. Those only who are thus taught of God, those only who possess the inward working of the Spirit, and in whose life the Christ life is manifested, in other words, we act like Christ, can stand as true representatives of the Savior. If we want to show Jesus to others, we must act like him. God takes men as they are and educates them for his service if they will yield themselves to him. The Spirit of God received into the soul quickens all its faculties. That means it gives life to our words and our witness. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the mind that is devoted unreservedly to God develops harmoniously. Harmoniously means everything develops together at the same speed and is strengthened to comprehend and fulfill the requirements of God. The weak, vacillating character becomes changed to one of strength and steadfastness. To vacillate means undecided. Should I or shouldn't I? That's vacillating. Continual devotion establishes so close a relation between Jesus and his disciples that the Christian becomes like his master in character. He has clearer, broader views. His discernment is more penetrative. In other words, he has better understanding, and his judgment is better balanced. So, quickened is he by the life-giving power of the Son of Righteousness, that he is enabled to bear much fruit to the glory of God. What he does pleases God. The believers will be of one heart and one mind, and the Lord will make his word powerful in the earth. New cities and villages and territories will be entered. A territory is like a different county or a different country. The church will rise and shine because her light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon her. If the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we will lift up Jesus, sons and daughters, page 33. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life.
Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our study. Next week, we will begin a new chapter of our study entitled The Call by the Sea in our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, Babula.
Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and guiding us and keeping us and giving us another Saturday. As we go on to our next studies, I hope that you give us understanding and clarification on things that we need to know and to strive to make us better individuals. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We pray and we hope that all of y'all was blessed by this past chapter that we have just ended, because we're beginning one next Sabbath. And just remember that the Jewish economy, even though it was designed by God, they have lost the love of Christ and who they was actually following, and they needed to be able to represent. And all came because of the lack of the word, that they were supposed to continue searching and looking within the word of God of whom was Messiah and who and what Messiah was going to do among them. That is the same thing that would happen to us in this generation. We must study to show ourselves approved unto God, and test all doctrines that come to us that we may truly know where the Lord is right now. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that will be the one to continue teaching us to look up. Look up, dear one, for our high priest is in the most holy place. And just as the economy in the old is the same God that is leading us today, therefore, search the scripture and also study to show yourself approved unto God is what I will leave with all your dear ones today. Next Sabbath, we have chapter 25, The Call by the Sea, and that will be held on March 7, 2015. We hope and pray that all of the dear family were blessed, and we have also prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy, that the dialogue of the Word of God and the Spirit of the Lord will be continuing to prepare us for His second coming. May you all be blessed and have a blessed Sabbath.